Phoenix Audio presents.
When Money is King by Richard Hack. Prologue. Sun Valley, Idaho, 1996. Ronald Perlman owned or controlled over 20 companies, including cosmetics giant Revlon. Forbes magazine last estimated his worth at nearly $4 billion, and that figure was generally conceded as conservative. Without a doubt, one of the top five richest men in the United States, he was a few billion behind Microsoft Corporation's Bill Gates and financier Warren Buffett. Ask Perlman about his worth, and he would be the first to plead ignorance. It wasn't about the money in any case. For Ronald Perlman, it was about being a successful businessman. He thought of himself as a builder of companies, and he had come to Sun Valley to be among his own kind. More than a dozen years had passed since investment banker Herbert A. Allen began assembling some business friends for what he liked to call a little outing. It was designed as a family affair where corporate executives, their spouses, and children could play in the clean Idaho air. Allen and Company had turned the function into a week-long summit where business leaders could share their thoughts about the future of their companies and the nation's economy. It was a hush-hush affair where the press were not invited and publicity of any kind was shunned. Given the guest list, there was little doubt why. In addition to Gates and Buffett, Allen's guests included Alex J. Madel, the president of AT&T Corporation, Steve Case, the chairman of America Online, M. Douglas Ivester, president of Coca-Cola Company, and John Malone of Telecommunications. There was Edgar Bronfman, Jr., president of Segrum & Sons, which recently bought MC...